This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong,
Frida Liu.
We're talking today about secondary skills and things that you have chosen to learn, to adopt, and why. We spoke about some of the skills that we have learned. Chris has taken on calligraphy. Frida has learned how to do writing and pole dancing and jewelry making. Chris has also done pole dancing. And what else? There was another one as well you told me about.
I'm sure there are other things.
Hundreds of things between us in this room. We are multi-skilled. Jack of all trades, sometimes master of none, but I think, you know, radio is something we seem to be pretty good at.
We like to dabble.
We'd like to gamble.
To dabble.
And damble. See, I'm damble and dumble and gabble and gab. Anyway.
Yeah.
See, I should keep
master
quiet, shouldn't
I? Or what?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we've asked you guys to give us some feedback and stuff that you have chosen to adopt. We've got some answers via Twitter and via WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. This is what we've got so far.
So on Twitter here, we've got Zarina, who says that they are learning Arabic to improve Salah and understand the Quran better, which is very nice. Then here on WhatsApp, we've got a number ending in 5688 who says, learning Java programming made me start thinking everything in a methodological way, step-by-step cause and effect. We also have a message here on WhatsApp from Warren Wonder, who says, I took up barbering and hairdressing skills 2 years ago as I was inspired to join the Haircut for Homeless movement in the city. Also, I want a good life skill that is recession-proof, as everyone needs a haircut, whether it's a good times or bad. And if I decide to retire one day, I can still make a living with this skill.
I know a guy that did that. Lex Lowe as well was part of that whole movement a few years ago. He's still doing it and doing very well at it. Yeah, keep them coming, folks. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Story number two. Why you should consider hiring laid-off employees.
And this article gives you plenty of reasons why. It came from Glassdoor, and he says, akin to dating scenarios, you often want to land what is more challenging to acquire, what someone else has. And as such, poaching candidates from other companies is appealing to recruiters. However, he says here, a lot of people, right-size, downsize, or otherwise laid-off workers often do not make it to the recruiter's radar, and doesn't mean that they're, you know, not qualified. So many unemployed people simply were caught up in a corporate reorg, laid off because of a duplication following a merger, or were right-sized, downsized amid some other initiative that had nothing to do with their individual performance. So these are the people, the talent capital that often gets overlooked. Now, so they gave a couple of reasons why we actually look at all these people who have been laid off, and really valid reasons. One, they're ready to go now, right? So these people who have been laid off are actively seeking an unencumbered candidate, can be at the ready, often a matter of a few days to start work, so you don't have to wait for the 2 months, 3 months kind of thing. They do not have to give notice of other work obligations to conclude with a current employer. Two, they are enthusiastic, right? A candidate whose career suddenly was disrupted by reorg is probably eager to restart the career engine and become productive again. Yeah. More than likely, they were not choosing to depart their contributory role and thus aspire to become active members of a team again. Third reason, they're relieved and ready to partner with a better company. So finding a new work home where the culture is more calming, the atmosphere more conducive to thoughtful work, and the overall feel more positive is top of mind. So promoting these traits throughout the recruitment process will appeal to those newly displaced employees and create a win-win hiring scenario. Fourth, they're poised to selectively partner with the right boss. So we all know that personality and skill alignment between the hiring decision maker and employee is integral to a successful, productive working partnership. Unfortunately, sometimes a misalignment happens despite best interviewing and screening efforts. So an employee who has parted ways under such circumstances may avail the talent as a perfect fit for you. Moreover, the result of this candidate's experience likely will compel them to be more inquisitive during the interview dating phase, spurring them to open up regarding their needs. And this provides a genuine exchange, increasing the probability of an enduring relationship. Thus, the focus on fit is equally valuable to the hiring company. This one's pretty interesting. They're ready to phase into a more consultative chapter of their career. So in some instances, a company reorg or downsizing may involve offering golden parachutes. So in these instances, staff accepted early retirement packages that will enable them to be selective about the next phase of their career, right? So they've got out some money. So in other words, a newly available talent without the pressure of having to earn a specific salary, but armed with premium intellectual capital, have availed themselves. Many of these people are not looking for long-term commitments, but instead seek to keep their skills sharp through temporary involvement. So companies are also seeking out for experts for short-term gigs, long-term contracts, masterfully trained talent for on-site consulting and the like can garner deep value from such laid-off talent. So, I mean, it's pretty good. So you don't have to think of a full-time hire. I know a lot of people who actually have been right-sized and they say, you know, great, I don't really want anything full-time right now, but projects and all that is win-win for both employer and employee.
Yeah.
The last one, they're raw talent awaiting development. So in some scenarios, the candidate was downsized because of the last in first out formula, like bad luck. They were the last one hired. So when cuts happened, they were the first to be let go. So it may be that they're new to the industry or to the job force altogether, and getting their foot in the door and staying put is a dream of theirs. You can be that company who swoops in and capitalizes on developing their raw talent from the ground up. So I guess the idea is we tend to look for people who are higher and they're happy and everything. But, you know, there is a large pool of people, and those that have been downsized doesn't mean that they're not good. I mean, like, for example, they're talking about the mergers and acquisition, two banks, right? And then so you've got a duplicate role. The reason they would have kept one person could be that the other person is cheaper.
Yeah.
All you know.
I mean, I have a friend who's older than I am, you know, by a couple of decades, and he was let go of his job simply because of his age, you know. And they were reorganizing, they brought a whole bunch of younger people in. And of course, you know, he was still willing and wanted to work, but he was told that he had to be let go. This is back in the UK. And so he sat at home for a while and ruminated and was wondering what he was going to do. And then another mutual friend of ours got in touch with him and said, you know, would you like to come on board? And this was for an ad agency, which he'd been involved with advertising for a very long time, you know, and helped me consult on some advertising cases and one thing or another. So that's what he does now. You know, he'll maybe take on 3 or 4 projects a year with his golden parachute, you know,
right,
and will happily turn up for meetings when other people are, oh, I'm far too busy, I can't do it, you know. He's like, no, I'll come, I've got nothing else to do, my garden is looking good, you know, let me come out, have a cup of coffee, glass of wine, let's talk about this. And it's the kind of, when you're in a meeting with him, there's that sense of relaxation, but there's also that sense of somebody who knows absolutely what they are doing and how to hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, there is this stigma to do with people who have been laid off, because I think a lot of people assume that they've been laid off because
they've
of their lack
wrong
of skills,
yeah,
or they've made a mistake or something like that. And really what it is that you can't let that, you know, perception of this person affect your perception of their talent or their skill or their ability to contribute to the company as well. Like I have someone that I know got laid off, not through any of her own fault. There was a lot of office politics and drama, and it kind of was a spiteful move by a higher up in the company, basically. But now she's doing very, very well in a different company because they took a chance on her and they were like, okay, we understand that you don't know if you're looking for full time right now, so we'll give you a part time thing first. You can work 4 days a week, but, you know, we'll just see how it goes. And now she's working for them full time. So, you know, really, if you give people a chance to prove themselves again, they probably will.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Folks, we're going to take a short break with some music in a sec. If you'd like to feedback regarding the story of whether or not, or rather, what secondary skills would you like to learn, or what have you taken on board and are learning, let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Suggestions so far, we've had people learning a second language. They've been learning Arabic. We've had people who have taught themselves barbering and hairdressing. Really interesting stuff. Let us know what you are learning whilst we take this break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about 5 signs from employees that means you are getting respected as a leader. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.